the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt, Sasha here. You know, Sasha, there are some times where just the parody of life just exposes itself, and you get to see the world as it really is.
That's right.
All right. And it the ludicrousness of snow in October. That sort of thing.
Wow.
Earlier this week, I had a friend in Europe ask me, what the heck is QAnon? And I explained, and this is absolutely the best explanation for it. It's a bunch of people who know that they are backing a guy who is absolute garbage, a walking sewer. They know it. So to justify their faithfulness to him, they have created a completely made out of thin air with no proof whatsoever conspiracy theory about the opponents that validate their, sure, Trump is bad, but they're all part of a Satan pedophile cult. And that Satan pedophile cult, by the way, is the terms that they use, which now is coming back on them a little bit. Oh, a lot of it. So this is the Republican Party. This is who they've become. This is who they are. They have become this hollow shell of morality that's not there. And they sure, he's horrible. Sure, he's bad. But pedophile cult. Okay, that's their whole thing. Now, like I said, pedophile cult. Even though one can make an argument, how many pictures of Trump with Jeffrey Epstein do we have? And didn't he say all his best to Ghislaine Maxwell? Didn't he say all the best to the person who was setting up the pedophile ring? Hey, good luck in life. Well, we got a new one for you. And I didn't think this week I was going to have more than one story about a person and their private parts. And by the way, thank you. His name was Tubin. Oh, God. That story is off the headlines. Thanks, CNN. Good luck with that guy. This being said, Rudy Giuliani, New York City's former mayor, President Trump's personal lawyer, the man who has been the point person on this Hunter Biden quote-unquote scandal, which is a laughingstock at the least, he was caught on camera touching his genitals in front of a woman he believed was a journalist, but was actually an actor involved in a sequel of the Sacha Baron Cohen movie, Borat. Baron Cohen's follow-up to his 2006 hit comedy will be released on Friday. Oh, I'll be watching that. And it features the scene with Giuliani touching himself in the presence of a woman pretending to be a conservative reporter, as multiple publications have reported. After holding a mock interview with Giuliani, actor Maria Bakalova, who plays Borat's daughter in the new film, goes with the former mayor into a hotel suite rigged with hidden cameras. Giuliani sits on the bed. Bakalova appears to remove his microphone, and Giuliani then lies back and reaches into his pants. Soon afterwards, Baron Cohen, playing Borat, bursts in the room and says, "She's 15. She's too old for you." Which, by the way, let's give Sacha Baron Cohen a lot of credit. He is watching Rudy Giuliani potentially sexually assaulting one of his actors, and he comes up with he's got to get in there and stop it, and he comes up with a 15, she's 15, too old for you.
Listen, that man is a genius. I mean, since Borat, what I love about him is that he exposes kind of the true American kind of like dirt that's going on under the surface, like,
well,
Borat.
And I don't know if you've heard about Borat too, but there's a scene he does where he goes to a Trump rally, and he's a country music singer, and he sings these atrocious songs that the crowd is applauding, and yeah, America, and all these things. They figures out, wait a minute, that's Borat. That's not who it is. And he basically has to run for his life. But they're mad at him because he showed the world who they really are. That's why they're mad. That they thought they were safe. Giuliani thought he was safe in this hotel room. And so he showed the world who he truly was.
Speaking of lawyers, I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen must have incredible lawyers to get that up to air. I cannot believe that.
Giuliani told the Post in early July he thought he was participating in a real interview, only to find out he was being fooled by Baron Cohen, who is notorious for pranking public figures. Thinking he was the victim of a scam or shakedown, the former called the police. Giuliani's estimation of the time, the actor failed to truly prank him. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think he... Yeah. How in the world does Trump... I doubt that they're going to have the debate tomorrow night, because how can Trump... Trump's whole thing is going to be Hunter Biden. If I'm Joe Biden, the first thing I say is, oh, you mean the fake story that was planted by your lawyer who was just found grabbing his testicles when he thought he was in a room with a 15-year-old child? That guy? That man? Sorry for the graphic visual, but that's... There comes a point, and I have no doubt QAnon people are going to be like, yeah, but the Democrats are a Satan pedophile cult. Like, yeah, there you go. There's the toehold you found. You guys, you're... I'm going to talk to Stein about this. We got to talk to Stein about this. Wow. Yep, he was. I've just become convinced that that the entire group around him is just these people that have that money has insulated these people for decades, and the feeling that they can get away with anything is so obnoxious. Yet here we are. Here we are. Wow. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And this is what your Republicans, I mean, I brought up the story earlier today on the social media sites, that and it was a story that actually broke last night, in regards to Trump and just the ugliness of this. I mean, I get it. You guys like to think on the right, we're going to have the Supreme Court. It's going to strike down Roe v. Wade. Abortion is going to be gone. No, abortion is not going to be gone. Roe v. Wade just established a national standard for abortion. There are going to be a lot of states where it's legal. And that's in, you know, that's just the reality of it. Now you're definitely going to take away a woman's right to, you know, choose for her own self on her own personal health care and her body away from, you know, millions of people. But at the same time, it's still going to be legal. But to get just to this point, you've gotten to the, how about the 545 migrant children Trump pulled away from their parents? 545 kids in American custody that came to this country with their parents. And because Trump initiated a policy designed to hurt human beings as opposed to even deter immigration, which is not something he necessarily should have done, he separated these kids, didn't write down their parents' name, deported parents, had kids here, and we have lawyers for the Trump administration now saying there is 545 children they cannot find the parents of those children for. We have created 545 orphans in this country. Not orphans because their parents died. Orphans because we basically ripped them away from their parents, threw their parents onto a plane, send them to some country, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute here, whose kid is this? If you were in charge of the ball crawl pit at a Chuck E. Cheese, and you had a child in there, and you told the parents of that child, whether they're immigrants or non-immigrants, that they can't have their child back, and then chucked them on a bus and sent them across the globe, and then sat there and realized, oh my God, I should have probably given them their kid back. That person would not only go to jail, they'd be going to jail for life. Now, imagine they did that 545 times. You pulled children away from their parents. Threw their parents out of the country, never wrote down an address, never wrote down a name, and just kind of went with the, I don't know. Someone's kid, I don't know. Yeah, it is an embarrassment. And here you are. Here you are, conservatives. Here you are, Trump fans. Jesus is blessing us. Jesus has given us Amy Barrett. We're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. And it only cost you your entire religion, your soul, your job, your country. It only cost you everything. But you really even can't say that you're there for the kids. For God's sakes, here's 545 of them you purposely did this to just out of spite because they weren't white kids getting born. Don't you dare. If you scream how you are for babies, shut up. Unless you are willing to condemn this. If you're one of these QAnon nutbags who talks about, I'm here for the safety of kids. Well, first of all, I got a video from Borat that you need to see. But needless to say, unless you're condemning this, you can shut up too. And anyone that claims to be Christian, claims in any capacity to be a Christian, I don't care what faith you claim to be, if you claim to be Christian and you are not violently outraged at 545 kids being ripped away from their parents and made orphans for political reasons, then you are nothing. You're nothing. You have no soul. You have no morality. You have nothing. You guys are getting exposed. Once again, probably not the right word at this point. But you are. This is not about making America better. This is just about those smart liberals. They were the smart ones. Look at them. They got their jobs. They're making $80,000 a year. They live in a nice house. They got a nice wife. Look at their kids. And look at me. Look at me. I don't have that. Also, I hate them. And it is, that's what it is. It's this hatred. This owning the libs is the only thing that matters. And that's why Trump truly is your God. Is because you love when he just sits and insults people. You love when he sits there and demeans people. That's the only thing. Well, I mean, I understand why the millionaires and billionaires love the guy. He just shovels in bucket loads of money into their house. I understand why the racists like the guy. He validates racism. But the rest of you, the only thing that matters to you, babies don't matter to you. Look what you guys just did. Life doesn't matter to you. Look what you guys just did. None of this matters to you. It's just about owning the libs. So you've sold your soul to make yourself feel a little bit better inside by trying to hurt others. Bravo. Magnificent. Here you've got your badge for, you know, being an absolute jackass. Wonderful. Just, this is who you people are. And this is who you people are. Because anyone with a conscience would immediately come out and say, holy God, Rudy Giuliani is absolute garbage. Anyone with a conscience would come on out right away and say, you know what? 545 immigrant kids, you know, I might believe in it. I might believe immigration needs to be reformed, but I sure as heck didn't sign on for 545 immigrant children being ripped away from their parents and then being lost in a system for the rest of their lives. I didn't sign on for you know, unnecessary hysterectomies being performed on immigrant women in Georgia under the auspices of the American flag. I didn't sign on for that. But yet you guys don't. You guys don't, you don't condemn that. You don't criticize that. You just sit there and say, we're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Aren't we great? No, you've had to sell out everything else to get to this point. Shame on you. Shame on you. You disgusting, disgusting people. You are not on the side of Christianity. I can say as a Catholic, hey, I know it's, I don't exactly put forward a lot of the Christian values myself. I'll be honest. But I sure as heck am not going to sit here and watch my religion get dragged into the mud by people who act as if Rudy Giuliani and 545 children being lost in a system and forced hysterectomies are somehow virtuous. Because at the end of the day, some places in the United States are not going to have to be able to get an abortion. Well, the wealthy people will. The wealthy people will just go down to their local Galleria Mall. That'll be completely legal in every state in the nation. Because Lord knows wealthy people, they're not going to ever crack down on that. But the poors in some areas will not be able to get an abortion. See, I'm Jesus. No. Nope. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. Minnesota coronavirus update and some stark news there. Stein does join us here in just a little bit. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
Food Freedom Radio is generously supported by Seward Co-op, now offering online ordering and pickup at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Shop online at seward.coop/curbside and then pay over the phone. Just call when you arrive at the store for pickup. It's that easy and safe. Offering dedicated pickup times for our first responders, seniors, and those with compromised immune systems from 1 to 2 p.m. Start your shopping at seward.coop/curbside. Stay safe.
Even though my kids are distance learning this school year, it feels like I'm driving them around far more than I ever have. That's why I'm glad I'm in my Toyota Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota, the most comfortable vehicle I've ever driven, all the bells and whistles, and the safety I depend on. Whether I'm running to a soccer game or loading my bikes in for some weekend fun, the Sienna is the perfect vehicle for my family. Check one out yourself at RudyLutherToyota.com or test drive one today to see what I mean. Head over to Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Whether you love it or hate it, winter is upon us. Start preparing before it is too late. Bundle up and save some cash. This fall is the perfect time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Bundle Up for Savings Sale, where you can save at least $1,000 on a new high-efficiency furnace. Winter does not wait, and neither will this deal. Find out today how you can save $1,000 or more on your new furnace at standardheating.com/specials. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale is open for in-person service. They have a lovely socially distanced patio and interior available for safe and thoughtful dining and drinks. Nightingale has reservations via resi.com with plenty of tables and bar spots saved for walk-up reservations. Nightingale's temporary summer hours are Sunday through Thursday from 4 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday 4 p.m. to midnight. Last call for full menu 30 minutes before close with curbside takeout by calling 612-354-7060. Info, menu, and updates at nightingalempls.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Hey, by the way, one thing we should mention. Yesterday, we added on, first of all, thank you very much to all the members, all the people that are there sponsoring AM 950. We sure do appreciate it. You can become a member, too. Go to am950radio.com, click on the membership tab. You can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation, and the money you donate basically helps this radio station stay on the air through the election cycle. We really do appreciate it. We also do have special interviews that we're doing for members only, and you're going to get part one of a great interview we did with a professor of the University of Texas. That's H.W. Brands. He has got a new book out called The Zealot and the Emancipator, and it talks about, a lot of people in the history have talked about John Brown and what he did at Harper's Ferry. Of course, Abraham Lincoln as well, as the president. It talked about how the actions of those two, how they impacted each other. It's a very interesting book. And you can listen to part one of that interview on the membership page. Go and enjoy that. Part two will be next week. Become a member. Once again, go to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. 952-946-6205. Minnesota's COVID-19 fatality count took a big jump on Wednesday. 35 new deaths reported by the Minnesota Department of Health. The state has not seen such a high number since May 28th, which also had 35 casualties. We can take several days of death. It can take several days for a death to be reported to the Minnesota Department, making it likely that the 35 deaths occurred sometime during the past week. Of the new deaths, 25 were among residents of long-term care facilities. All those who passed away were aged 60 or higher. 13 of them were aged 89 and higher. 8 of the fatalities doesn't mean that we should be sacrificing the greatest generation or the baby boomers. It doesn't. You know, like, I don't like that. I mean, just because they're older doesn't mean that they deserve to die from coronavirus. And that kind of is that, yeah, hey, let's put some brightness on this rainy day. No, it's still 35 people dying, period, and they're dying of coronavirus. 8 of the fatalities were residents of the Hennepin County. 5 lived in Ramsey and 4 in Stearns. So far, there have been 2,281 COVID-19 fatalities, 70% of the deaths being residents of nursing homes or assisted living facilities. There were another 1,082 infections of the coronavirus. 1,500 test results were reported by the health department, a lower number than been usual over the past week. Complications from COVID-19 have sent 446 to the hospital over the past 7 days, 107 of them requiring intensive care. Yeah, and as I'm going to bring this up, 35 people dying of coronavirus and reported today. Paul Gazelka said, hey, we need to open up everything, because he said, hey, only 5 people are dying. Now, he said that because there was one day where 5 people died. And so he went and found that one day and said, 5 people died. It's all better now. Or implied that, that's for sure, paraphrasing. But this clown, the Republican Party of Minnesota, their final argument on why you should vote Republican is that in a state where 35 people died in a single day, 1,000 people, once again, 1,000 people were sick in one day, that they would need to reopen everything. Wow. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Wanted to touch as well on yesterday's topic we talked about, which was Art Knight. Now, Art Knight is a police officer. He's been demoted. He's been demoted because he made a comment that there was a racial element to it. Bob Kroll, the union head, has finally chimed in on Art Knight. Now, mind you, not only has the Minneapolis Police Department had a case, I don't know if you heard this story, but earlier this year, 4 police officers murdered a black man on camera, and they murdered him. And Bob Kroll's first response, the letter that he first put out, said that those 4 officers deserve their jobs back for murdering a black man. We also should mention that this is the same police department that had a racist Christmas tree, and it took 18 months for them to finally, to follow up on that racist Christmas tree incident. 18 months, but a black guy makes a comment, which, you know, that it was out there, and basically what he says is that we shouldn't just have, you know, a whites only response to this. This is Bob Kroll. He's got his emergency session going, and he's released a letter. These racially charged comments. Now, once again, I want to stop and say this. This is the Minneapolis Police Department, who has a history of killing black men. It does. Had a racist Christmas tree. They're rolling out the emergency sirens of urgency because a black cop pointed out we can't just have the old white boys solution. Because the only minority group that Bob Kroll and his management team seem to take it as a A1 priority, if they're insulted, are white people. Okay. Furthermore, it negatively impacts our officers' abilities to police the diverse communities because of hints of that these old white boys are policing in an unprofessional, racist manner. Yeah, of course, no one in Minneapolis has any reason to question the racial motivations of the Minneapolis Police Department. No, not at all. They're just, who would have ever dreamed? The Minneapolis Police Federation has requested a thorough investigation into the racially charged comments that have been attributed to Deputy Chief Knight. The chief sent out an email apologizing for the statement and that the matter is being handled internally. We have heard from many of our membership and have zero faith this incident will be handled in a manner consistent with past incidents of perceived racism or racial insensitivity. Oh my gosh. Bob Kroll, you were just a little snowflake, aren't you? Oh, boo-hoo, little boo-boo kitty. We believe that the accused has due process rights and that the thorough investigation by an outside agency is the only way this matter can be resolved in an unbiased manner. Yeah, because if you guys try to decide it, holy God, I've seen your track record. So basically they're calling for a full investigation. And of course they're outraged. They're outraged. A black cop would say something that's true. I guess that's where I'm kind of missing it, because that's kind of been the problem with the Minneapolis Police Department is you're heavy-handed white cops, hasn't it? San Diego maneuver, does that ring a bell? Jamar Clark? Yeah. Racist Christmas tree? Yeah. It seems to me that the problem that you guys have is the old white boys network. I mean, that's, yeah. And once again, this is the same police department that was so outraged about an undeniably racist Christmas tree. It took them 18 months to follow up on that. But now all of a sudden, Art Knight makes this one comment, which, by the way, Art, if you take my advice, you probably could sue. If they fire you, demote you, you probably could sue them and show that how true you are, especially expose the union for the fraud that it is in court. Oh, God, wouldn't that be a hoot? And you'd probably win, because I think it's pretty obvious that you probably could get away with that. The letter makes it clear union leaders disagree that Knight said, not just how he said it, the Police Federation hiring the most qualified candidates, letter goes on, regardless of skin color, ethnicity, religion, creed, or gender, that is, diversity in and of itself has no merit. We're happy to stick with the same old white boys. Thank you very much. I'm reading from the City Pages article. Racism and crime has no place in law enforcement. That's how the letter closes. Racism of any kind has no place in law enforcement. Wow. You actually had the audacity to say that statement, Bob Kroll. By the way, didn't you release this with someone else? Wasn't that woman that's like, we can't go to live in Minneapolis. You want me to go to a grocery store with those people around me? Wasn't that the person? Didn't she? Oh, my God. This is, like I said, it's predictable. It's predictable that, dragging the feet. And this is just from what you see here, the story that's put out by the City Pages. When it comes to a case where white cops made a racist Christmas tree, we'll just take the racist Christmas tree. We won't take the clear murder of black men, for God's sakes. We'll take the racist Christmas tree, which was a far more serious, heinous crime than the white boy's comment. It took you 18 months, but all of a sudden a black officer says white boys, and you need to get him in line, don't you, Bob? You got to teach him some manners. You got to teach him how things really are, don't you, Bob? You got to send a message. You can't allow Art Knight to get out of line. You got to make sure he understands who the big dog is in the Minneapolis Police Department. Well, actually, no. You're just a little boo-boo kitty snowflake, aren't you? That's kind of how you're acting on this issue. Sounds like he's been demoted. Sounds like he's apologized. The fact that you are outraged like you are seems like overkill. Or no, it's not overkill. It's a dog whistle. That's what it is. It's a dog whistle. Sometimes it's hard to hear. Not all the time, though. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Stein, when we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Santita Jackson of AM 950's new daily morning drive show, The Santita Jackson Show. Minneapolis, St. Paul, I couldn't be more excited about starting our days together. Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll bring you the best progressive talkers, thinkers, and doers. And there's one more seat at the table, and that belongs to you. Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, morning drive on AM 950, Minnesota's Progressive Voice, The Santita Jackson Show.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. Many listeners know that I train on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on equity and dismantling racism. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change how they see the world. And now I'm doing all of my work online so everyone can attend regardless of where you're located. For more information, go to elliekrug.com. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Shroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Shroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at shromanlaw.com. That's shromenlaw.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Steins, our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. Find his books over at Next Chapter Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. Iowa Business Report is his weekly show. He has the Iowa Politics Report from KXEL, and that's where he is kind enough to join us from. Hi, Jeff.
Matt, what's new?
I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking about, remember the good old days when we used to talk about Anthony Weiner?
Well... No, that's really not a happy memory. And are you going down the Jeffrey Toobin road?
Oh, no. No. Have you not heard?
No. Okay. I guess not.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Are you buckled in? Oh, and by the way, the guy's name's Toobin? Really?
I know this. Yeah. I know this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. How did that get out? I'm not going to buy that. Anyway. I think
he's not even going to say I was converting my presentation to use of sock puppets. No, that doesn't work. But anyway, what have I missed today?
Let me point out some of the finer features on this chart. No.
I need to confess.
Yes.
I moderated a panel at a conference of broadcasters in Las Vegas a number of years ago.
Okay.
A long time ago. And Jeffrey Toobin was one of the panelists, and I had a copy of the very first book he wrote, and I brought it out there.
Was it called Wearing a Belt? No, sorry.
It was not called Wearing a Belt. It was not called Belt and Suspenders, Lessons Learned. No, it was not called that. But he autographed the book with kind of a look like, well, you could have bought one of my new ones. Well, I had the old one. Okay, so he signs it. I'm kind of a jerk. That's fine. But here's my question.
Yes.
Is that book worth more now or worth less now as a result?
Less.
Thank you, because I keep thinking less. I keep thinking, what day is garbage day at my house? And I've mentioned that to 3 people here, and they all go, oh, it's worth more now. No, it's not.
Well, I'm
embarrassed.
Unless the book is called Commune Living with Jeffrey Toobin, I don't think so.
How to Win Friends and Influence People by Jeff Toobin. Yeah.
Oh, I've got something cheeky to show you. All right. Are you prepared?
I am bracing myself.
Rudy Giuliani, New York City's former mayor, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, was caught on camera touching himself in front of a woman he believed was a journalist, but was actually an actor involved with the sequel to Sacha Baron Cohen's new movie Borat. Baron Cohen's follow-up to the 2006 hit comedy will be released on Friday. Features a scene where Giuliani is touching himself in the presence of a woman pretending to be a conservative reporter, as multiple publications have reported. There's a photo. It does not look good. After holding a mock interview with Giuliani...
The way you're describing it, how can it not look good?
The lighting. I mean, really, they needed to do it. The lighting in the scene was just off. After holding a mock interview with Giuliani, actor Maria Bakalova, who plays Borat's daughter in the new film, goes with the former mayor to a hotel suite rigged with hidden cameras. Giuliani sits on the bed. Bakalova appears to remove his microphone, and Giuliani then lies back and reaches into his pants. Soon afterwards, Baron Cohen, playing Borat, bursts into the room and says, "She's 15. She's too old for you." Bakalova is, by the way, 24 years old. It was, I think, at this point that Giuliani might have started realizing something was going on. But needless to say, yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I am now looking at the interweb.
Yeah.
Huffington
Post has
I'm at the Mirror. I've gone global here. I'm at the Mirror. Well, okay. Here is something to keep in mind. At what point did we think that America's mayor was the paragon of virtue based upon what we had heard about his marriages and his private life?
And cousins, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about this. Here's what I know is he was married to the television anchor and reporter, and they had children, one of whom was that really obnoxious kid who now thinks he wants to run for mayor of New York. Okay, thanks for that. And then he took up residence with his current paramour, who I assume he's still with, and there was a nasty divorce and all sorts of allegations. And you know, things happen in people's private lives, and it's nothing to celebrate. This, however, is certainly nothing to celebrate, and he shouldn't have been celebrating. At what point, I am sitting in a chair with arms, all right? Okay. And by arms, I mean things on a chair, not human arms. I am grasping these because we are connected via Skype with no camera, but I'm taking no chance of any kind. I'm not touching the microphone. I'm not touching anything except the arms of this chair. Thank you very much.
The Ed Gein collection from Crate and Barrel. Lovely. No, I'm sorry. God, where did that go?
You're not sorry in any way, shape, or form. And all you have to do is just search for Rudy Giuliani touching self. There's a combination of words.
Okay, no, just go to the Huffington Post. It's got the picture there.
But there's other articles, is my point.
Well, just do you really want to type in that phrase? Because that's,
I already did, and from 2016, Rudy Giuliani repeatedly touched a female anchor. I mean, gee, manetly, people. Talk about can't get out of your own way.
How? Okay, and I know this is fresh for you at this point.
It's not
very nice, Borat. Oh gosh, I'm not watching that movie on Friday. So much for the Great British Baking Show. I'm watching Borat.
You want to see something else rise?
It's breadstick week. Never mind.
Let me know when we're live on the air.
This show, we are children and we should not be given microphones. Okay. Let's actually play this out a little bit though, if we can. Here's Rudy Giuliani, the point person on this entire Hunter Biden story.
Nothing you say now is devoid of double entendre.
Of course it is. There's just no way. But he is the point person on the Hunter Biden story. Trump has already said, I'm doing this debate. He's already said Hunter Biden. He's just going to scream Hunter Biden, drugs, Hunter Biden, horrible Hunter Biden working with the Russians because of this Giuliani story. That is his entire attack mode. He's already they've already said this is going to be the case. How in God's green earth, considering not only is the FBI openly investigating this story as not any actual thing, that it's a planted story from the Russians, that the computer store guy has been caught in 1,000 lies already on it, but now the guy who's supposed to be the person who's the person of virtue who's brought this story forward to the New York, was it the New York Post or the Daily News? It was New York Post, I believe. Yes. Yeah. He brought it to the New York Post. Look at what we're doing. We've got the story. Now, all of a sudden, 3 days later, he's found, you know, he's got footage of him being this crude and unbelievable. How, I got to believe Trump's going to pull out of this debate just because that's his main course of attack. He has nothing else. And if you're Joe Biden, the first thing you say when he brings up Hunter Biden is, oh, you mean the story from Rudy Giuliani? By the way, have you seen the new Borat film?
Well, Trump can't withdraw from the debate at this point because he's too far into it, unless something else comes up. In other words, yes, this is horrendous with regard to Giuliani's reputation. Okay. But forget that for a moment. This was never going to go well. Frank Luntz was doing a focus group and saying, after he pointed out that the Trump campaign is the worst presidential campaign he has ever seen in his career. And again, Luntz is kind of a Republican, yes. All right? But he says the Hunter Biden aspect is not resonating with voters in his focus groups. What Trump needs to do, can still do, not mention Hunter, mention Joe. This is the only way people are going to care. Is there some way? And this has been laid out by others, all right? If, in fact, that was not his computer, Hunter Biden's computer, the campaign would have said so, arguably. If those are not accurate emails, the campaign would have said so, arguably. If Hunter Biden's lawyer hadn't been the one calling the computer store owner, they would have said so, arguably. In other words, they have been talking about process and not denying the substance. Now, is that Joe Biden waiting until tomorrow night's debate to do all those denials? Perhaps. But the thing is, if Donald Trump gets up and just screams Hunter Biden all night, voters are going to say we're voting for Joe, not Hunter. You got to make a connection to Joe. If they could make a direct connection to Joe, through emails, et cetera, references to the big guy, whatever. Okay, fine. But the problem is that requires a nuanced, measured conversation and argument, which you're not going to get from the incumbent president. But, and so the surrogates can lay it out, Matt, all day. But they're not going to be heard. Right. They're not going to be heard. Trump is just going to say, where's Hunter? Where's Hutton? You know, wave his arms in the air. And he's got no leverage with it.
Well, and here's the other problem. First of all, you're asking for nuanced argument from Trump. That's not going to happen. Let's just say, and I've actually heard there have been some denials of this of any of the story. So but let's just say the entire thing has been true.
Mm-hmm.
There's still the pitfall. You mean Rudy Giuliani, the guy that was just captured on camera by Borat, grabbing himself inappropriately in a room? That story, you're going to put that out there. That's your source.
Rudy Giuliani, Mister, I'm consorting with Ukrainians, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you didn't even need the Borat part to use Rudy Giuliani to discredit it.
Yeah, but the Borat part, I mean, it's one thing to talk about, oh, you're working with you're working with foreign governments, you're working with foreign entities. Now all of a sudden you've got it's Borat. And this is the problem is that, you know, Trump is a character, he's a TV personality. Well, now you got Borat on the other side, whether intentionally or not, and I don't think he's going to be able to get away from that.
The thing is, Trump will throw Rudy under the bus quicker than you can say Giuliani.
Yes, he will.
Okay, right? So in that respect, Well, first of all, absolutely, there will be no nuance tomorrow night. It's going to be a train wreck.
Yes.
It just, you know, completely. It's going to be Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. If my kids had done this, blah, blah, blah. Leave the kids out of it. Just simply say, Joe, did you receive this? You know, are these emails accurate where they're talking about selling influence? That's putting you at risk of all sorts of blackmail, no differently than allegations that have been made against me over time, et cetera, et cetera. But he won't stay that disciplined. And the former vice president is fiercely, not inappropriately so, fiercely loyal to his children, mm-hmm. right? You want to mention something about suckers in the military? Don't say that to a man whose son served and is no longer with us because of cancer, unrelated topics. But again, you know, he's defending his family, as he should, unless there is something going on. But again, regardless, you're going to get the scary orange man who's going to yell, Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. You're going to get the other guy going, no, that's been disproven. And you know, your own FBI said that's not worth investigating, and et cetera,
Borat.
Et cetera.
He's just going to say Borat.
He doesn't know
what
that is.
he'll say malarkey, and he'll look and he'll put on his reflective glasses and say Borat. And I mean, you know as well as I do, if he does do that, if Biden did that technique, Trump by the end of it would be foaming at the mouth, rabid, if furious.
Well, and here's the only thing, and this is a distinction, a difference without distinction. The Borat part of it is okay, that's that, you know, whatever. People have gotten trapped by Borat before into saying stupid things, not touching themselves. There's a very big difference there. I just don't know that the broad audience cares as much about where it came from. Here's the thing. Biden just simply needs to deny it. Mm-hmm. If it is all false, deny it. Well, if it was, I cannot speak to those emails. Because those, you'd have to ask my son about it. I can tell you this, though. I, Joe Biden, have never received a penny. And I will make sure that I have the cleanest administration. And I will call for an investigation into my family because I feel personally betrayed if they used my name, etc. He took that ground. In other words, the higher ground, the higher justifiable ground. Then let the analyst talk about Rudy touching himself. Let the analyst talk about the fact that the FBI has done nothing with this. And why? Here's another thing on Rudy, by the way.
How long
has he had this? He's had this thing 10 months and only now figured out that it should go to Delaware prosecutors because of kiddie porn.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and there's no story there. But the reality is, I don't think Borat had it. Giuliani, the thing that makes this crazy is I don't think Borat tricked him. He just did this himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Just saying, I don't think the Borat line is the same, but I mean, truly, you know, Joe just simply saying, Trump, malarkey, put on the sunglasses and say Biden out. That would be effective. I would pay to see that.
Let's take a quick break. Come on back. I think we figured out what the trap is the Republicans have set for themselves. I'll talk to you in a second. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a left.
Not going to
then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue and go past the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really
then drive five more blocks and you should be there.
To judge, right?
Park on the right. I'll see you later tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, I guess we found a new name for our show.
Really? What's the new name?
Pilots Progressive Party.
How did you ever come up with that?
Pilots our name and progressive fun is our game.
Well, what's that about?
It's a one-hour news show with progressive guests and information you normally don't hear on the radio.
Well, that's so exciting. I have a few ideas for guests myself.
I know they'll be progressive.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 950.
The progressive voice of Minnesota.
Whether you love it or hate it, winter is upon us. Start preparing before it is too late. Bundle up and save some cash.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, Pilots Progressive Party and Johnson Stewart, District 44, is going to be joining us here at the 5 o'clock hour. Join Robert Pilot, Wendy, as well. That's at 5 o'clock, Pilots Progressive Party right here on AM 950. Jeff Stein joining us. Jeff, the problem the Republicans have is that everything in their party for the last 30 years has been basically built around attacking Hillary Clinton. And much like when George W. Bush beat Iraq in the Iraq War, and they all stopped and they said, oh, well, what do we do now? Which led to the loss of Iraq through their mismanagement over the next 6 weeks. The same exact thing has happened here. They beat Hillary Clinton, and quite literally there is no new ideas from this party. And this is why this party is in real big trouble right now.
It's the old saying about the dog who chases a car. One day the dog catches the car and says, well, now what do I do? It's the exact same thing. When you go toward one goal and you have, it's the same thing as when people vote against someone and not for someone. It's very hollow when you win because you were voting toward a negative as opposed to something aspirational. Yeah, absolutely. And here's the big problem, and this is, I'll give you 30 seconds on this, knowing time is short. You've got Mitch McConnell and the senators who think, you know what, if we vote for a stimulus bill that's more than $500 billion, we might as well vote against ourselves. But Donald Trump is running a very different effort. He wants a huge stimulus. The party is massively fractured from an electoral standpoint. And so basically, you know, you're going to get a fifth justice on the Supreme Court, lose the Senate, continue to lose the House, and very well could lose the White House. I think it's more of a chance they'll lose the Senate, the Republicans, than the White House, frankly.
Well, and I think they're going to lose both. And I agree with that. But I will say this. It's going to be very interesting watching that political party figure out